You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition. As always, joined by the bronzed god of the Milwaukee Brewers beat, Adam McAlvey. Adam, it's tough, but at some point in time, we all have to come home from spring training.
That cold air stepping off the plane, people must think I'm crazy. That feels so good, Phil. It means your own bed, and it means real baseball without line shifts in the sixth inning and multiple number 96s in the game at the same time for the same team. I think everybody is very much ready to get going for real.
Yeah, I'm sure that's quite true. And also, it was smoking hot out there in Arizona. I mean, we're not talking mid-80s. We're talking pushing 100.
Yeah, it was not chilly. It was funny watching the weather programs or the news out there, because just like in Milwaukee, or for you, Phil, in Chicago, whenever there's a stretch of like single digits in the winter, they cut back and the four news people are sitting there at the desk. Oh, they make this pained face. Well, down in Phoenix, they would do the stretch of all 90s, 95, 96, 90, and they would come back and make all the same pained faces that always made me laugh, and I saw it a couple of times down there. So they're freaking out. It's too hot too early, but, hey, that's their problem, not ours. We're ready for I'm ready for spring here in Milwaukee. And amazingly, the 15th season at Miller Park, which just absolutely blows my mind that it's already been 15 years.
Yeah, that is really something. Hey, I know everybody doesn't pay close attention to those standings, spring training standings, whether it's the Cactus League or the Grapefruit League. Because I am who I am, I've taken a look at the National League Central, and this spring, only 2.5 games separated the best record in the Central from the least record in the Central after they played a month's worth of spring training games, everybody hovering pretty close to 500. Adam, do you think that reflects the season ahead, that where the competition will be very tight in that division?
Well, Phil, generally I like to take all the information from spring training, the stat sheets and the standings, and crumple it all in a ball and light it on fire, because I think it's all worthless. But I'll grant you that you have something here. I think it will be tightly bunched. At least that's what, frankly, that's probably what the Brewers hope. They're not picked by anybody that I've seen to win this division. Few people have them sneaking in a wild card, but that's only a few. In other words, they're not expected to, be much of a contender this year. But they feel like they have the offense to compete. They feel like they have just enough in the starting rotation that they can hang in there. And I think if they hang in there and get to September with a shot, in this era of two wild cards, you can do something. And you know what? In this division, that could mean mid-80s victories. You don't have to be a 90-win team anymore to make the playoffs. And I think the Brewers feel like that is within reach with the club that they've got. They're gambling again on the idea that 150 days in first place last year was not a mirage, that it was the final 6 weeks were just a bad, ill-timed slump, that they can bring back most of the team intact and be competitive again without big changes. That's the gamble that Doug Melvin and Mark Atanasio are making. And, we'll see how it plays out over the next 6 months. They certainly expect a very competitive, tightly bunched division.
Hey, you mentioned Miller Park. The Brewers' support there has certainly been remarkable in this long period of time. I don't know if you want to say the last decade, how far back you want to go. Let's just go to all 15 years at Miller Park. But the kind of a bummer, no games there to end spring training this year, given the fact the way Milwaukee fans look forward to the start of baseball season and the fact they can get good crowds out for those games and the players a chance to play a little bit on Miller Park. Kind of an aberration this year, or do you think is it just tougher and tougher to find teams that will match up to play you, play the Brewers in Milwaukee?
Well, that's the thing, is you have to find a team for which it makes sense. And the trouble this year was the Rockies were one of the teams that stayed down in Arizona till the end. Well, that's not going to work because they're the opponent for opening day here in this first series. They're not going to play exhibitions before that. The Indians were the team that matched up against the Brewers for those final two games in Arizona. they opened the season in Houston, and I think it was just a matter of the Indians not wanting to fly all the way to Milwaukee for two games, basically a day and a half, and then flying all the way back down to Houston. So it was, they would have loved to host games here. The Brewers tried with a number of different teams. They just couldn't find a logistical match for it, and they'll try again next year because they do feel like it should be an advantage playing at home, and you lose a touch of that advantage when you don't get to play games in your own park. And when players on your team, say Adam Lind coming in as a new Milwaukee Brewer, doesn't get an opportunity to take some swings, take some grounders, because there are also rules governing workouts. So the Brewers did a little super voluntary. Players basically asked on their own to come in. So there was some activity here on Easter Sunday at Miller Park, but nothing like they would like. They would much rather play games, so they'll give it a go again next year.
Hey, one of my coolest opening day memories was the year the Texas Rangers opened at County Stadium, and it had snowed, and there was serious question whether they were going to be able to play the game. And I will always remember pulling off the highway down in toward the stadium, all the fans lined up tailgating, and I had never seen in Major League Baseball anything like it, the way Brewer fans, and I know it's just a regular part of the thing, tailgating at opening day. But have you ever had a chance to go out there and walk around and enjoy it, or always just working?
Well, Phil, I grew up here, so I did it for the first 20-some years of my life.
That day.
It's definitely part of the culture, and it's one of the reasons that they built Miller Park where they did, out on the fringes of downtown. It was, if you build a downtown ballpark here, you eliminate tailgating, and it was thought to be, part of the culture here. And, oh, by the way, you get parking revenue. Let's not say it was all purists. But it is a big deal here, the tailgating, and people don't really care. They look at the weather report, but they're going to come out and do it no matter what. The playoff, you get sort of that playoff atmosphere out there no matter what day it is. And I know some people don't even come in for the first couple of innings of the game, if any of the game. So I hope everyone here this year takes it easy because, we're looking at the national championship game a couple hours after opening day. So this is a long day for these people. Everybody needs to be pro and sort of pace yourself because this is a big one.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be missing that Wisconsin championship game. No question about it. Looking at the Brewers team on the field, one of the things, before I wadded up my spring training stats and set them on fire, as you suggest, I did happen to notice that Ryan Braun hit .395 this spring, and in the A games had three home runs and 38 at bats, a 1.252 OPS. What's his confidence level riding into this first week of games? It's got to be high.
It is high, and I will grant you that this is the one area where I will let us look at the stats because this was significant. And what was mostly significant is that those home runs were pulled, and that is not something he did last year. When his thumb was messed up, he was swinging without a top hand, basically. He was unable to drive the ball, unable to turn on inside pitches, and he basically was serving singles and occasionally doubles into right center field. That's the type of hitter he was. This year in spring training, it was clear pretty early that he was confident, again, with how his hand felt, and he was able to do what he normally does in terms of driving the ball. That's a really big deal for this team. There's questions about Aramis Ramirez and what sort of producer he's going to be in the cleanup spot. There's questions about whether Adam Lind can stay on the field because of his bad back. And that makes Ryan Braun all the more important in that number three hole. I just, in my view, to be a good team, your best player has to be good. Your best player has to be your best player. And last year, Ryan Braun, coming into the year, was the best player on the team, and he was just diminished all season because of that thumb. So if he can drive the ball again and get back to anything near the level that he was in 2011 and 12, now remember, that's pre and post the failed test, this is going to be a dangerous offense because there are enough pieces in other spots of the lineup that they should be able to score a run. So it's a very big deal. His confidence is high. And, talking to him before the year, his line was basically that he knows when he's healthy there are only a few people on the planet who can do what he can do on the baseball field. So if that's not confidence, I don't know what is.
And lastly,
Another guy that you just couldn't miss in spring training coming into the season, Jonathan Lucroy, had the hamstring injury at the start of camp that was supposed to, make him be problematic, just to get into shape in spring training and ready for opening day. Not only did he survive that, but that dreaded stretch of pink eye in the clubhouse. And looking at his spring numbers, .435 and a homer every 9 at-bats in the Cactus League. You mentioned Lind. I'm sure Lucroy will also play some first base when he doesn't catch again this year. How impressed were you with just how he handled his health situations and to come into this year with the momentum he does?
Well, the next to last day of spring training, I went down into the clubhouse when he came out of the game, and I, held up my recorder and I said, "Go, you're free to say I told you so," because a lot of us were asking him questions in February when this news came out about a hamstring injury, and at the time he was going to miss 4 to 6 weeks, and there was much consternation about, their club MVP missing a chunk of spring training, and he basically said at the time, "Just this isn't going to be a big deal. I can do almost everything. I just won't be able to sprint, which isn't a part of my game anyway." And he ended up being 100% correct that really he was not that limited. Even when he was quote-unquote sidelined early in camp, he was still catching bullpens. He was doing a lot of the things he needed to do. He just wasn't playing in games. And then once he did play in games, he got his swing pretty early, started seeing the ball, and it was kind of smooth sailing from there. So he was right. It wasn't a big deal. And it's now a big deal for this team to have him in there. He'll hit second this year in front of Ryan Braun. And, really continues to emerge as one of the best catchers in the game, one of the best players in the game, really, an all-around guy in terms of his value to this team in defense and framing pitches and calling a game and in what he does at the plate. So it's all that ink was spilled over basically nothing.
Well, that's what we do. So – thank you very much, Adam. For Adam McAlvey, this is Phil Rogers for MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers Edition. Thanks for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.